And we're back. Hope everyone enjoyed the holiday, reinvent, decompression, not hearing about cloud every 10 seconds. Today, let's have a brief summary about what got put out since reinvent. And let me know what you think about it. There are only four things of real note. Rather than trying to be broad, let's go a little deeper this time. AWS Lambda adds support for Python 3.12. Whatever was going on with the delays in getting new language runtimes out a year or more after the language version itself was released seems to have been resolved. Wonder how long it'll take that unpleasant chapter to fade from the collective awareness around Lambda. Amazon EC2 Serial Console is now available in all local zones. And this is a good thing because it has historically been maddening to have to incur the mental overhead of remembering just which bits of the EC2 experience apply to this instance in that region or local zone. I generally think of local zones as some number of AWS outpost racks in a co-located facility, akin to what I used to work on professionally in the early 2010s. You can do a lot in those environments, but a lot of AWS special magic is going to be missing. Easy example. Out of AWS's hundreds of services available for our collective use, local zones offer 9 of them or less. Note that they're also a bit spendier and almost certainly less durable than their full region equivalents. In other words, if you don't need to use a local zone, use a region instead. macOS support policy updates for the AWS CLI version 2, and this is more than a bit of a mess. Apple itself doesn't support as many historical versions of macOS as the AWS CLI does. If the CLI team is looking for things to work on, how about making V2 available via a pip install, setting V2 to be the default branch on the GitHub repo, or having the binary installer support Apple Silicon or ARM? Customers running unsupported operating systems as decreed by the OS vendor should have zero expectation that third-party tools will continue to support them. And how Transfer Family can help you build a secure, compliant, managed file transfer solution. It's easy to look at AWS Transfer Family and think that it's economically ridiculous. You wouldn't be wrong. Given that it charges 30 cents an hour per protocol of FTP, SFTP, and FTPS, plus another 4 cents per gigabyte sent to it, running this thing to share files with your friends would be a horrible start to your pay AWS less money New Year's resolution. But that's not what it's built for. Think of large banks dealing with legacy behind the times partners, such as other large banks, or worse, being a startup and dealing with a partner like that. You're unlikely to move them, so you've got to meet them where they are. Having spent time at multiple companies implementing all this stuff manually, the few hundred bucks a month or whatnot to run this is an absolute steal. That's the use case, not sharing whereas with your teenage friends. Remember, almost anything can be expensive and absurd if you hold it wrong. And that's what happened last month in AWS. Stick around. There's so much more to come this year.